Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Oh, Andy is back. Roma win. This is about as good as it gets just before the Christmas holiday. Roma, they beat Napoli 2-0. Before we get into all of the fun, a thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon, Steven Biasucci. Steven, thank you for your support. And of course, thank you to all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible. And of course, thank you to all of you on YouTube who have liked, who have subscribed, all of that good stuff, who have been extremely supportive. As I said in the last episode, it is very overwhelming at times, and I can't thank you all enough. And Andy, while you were out ill, I don't even know if I mentioned it to you, but because of support like from the patrons and the YouTube, I am able to turn down the advert inquiries that we got for male enhancement supplements. I responded with a polite no, but what I actually wanted to say was, if you have the opposite of that, man, I have 27 children. I need a non-enhancement. I'm not looking to become.
You're done. You're done. I'm not hearing
Whatever the opposite of a male enhancement is, I want the exact opposite of that. Whatever that may be.
You need the tranquilizer gun.
I thought that. I thought perhaps, do I have to drink more soy milk?
Just a lot of Sangiovese and lock yourself in a basement. That's it. Don't see anybody. No wife, no kids, no nothing. Get it out of your
Sometimes system. I would sign up for that, but in all seriousness, the support that all of you have shown make nights like tonight all the better, because Andy, Roma, I mean, they pull out the performance, and if we want to go from the beginning of the season to now and we rank worst to best performances, even though it took two late goals, and I'm sure I have the zone on right now. I obviously don't have the sound on, but Cazzari hasn't stepped to. They haven't showed his post match, and I am sure. I mean, he's kind of like Giampiero Ventura. How you can kind of already know what they are going to say. Like Ventura, every time they will lose to Torino, will lose to Roma. We dominated, but we just didn't win the match. And it goes, okay, well, you dominated like five times and you lost all five. So I don't think it exactly works that way. But with Cazzari, he much of the same. You can kind of anticipate ahead of time what is going to come out of the guy's mouth. Most of the time, it is nonsense. For this one, though, even though it was a Napoli team that had to play a very long time down a man, where they did not concede until the late stages of the match, I am sorry, even at full strength, Roma were the better team. I thought this was a very solid performance. I thought in the difficult moments, they did not break. I thought, if we want to talk about the guys who needed goals, are we able to find a single person on all of Roma who needed the goal more than Lorenzo Pellegrini? I mean, this, I kind of do feel bad for the guy when we talk about.
And I also think that Romelu Lukaku scoring, you know, in a big
match. It's exactly where I was going. He needed the two, because, man, this past week, it was inevitable after the loss against Bologna. We knew really any time there is a defeat, the ambiente Roma, it's going to increase sevenfold. Okay, that's fine. But man, Pellegrini was getting demolished this past week. I mean, I even made the mistake of turning on Teleradio Stadio, which I do can count on one hand in the last 3 or 4 years. I've decided to subject myself to that. And man, the guy is just getting bombarded. And to be fair, much of it is warranted. But there's a point, I think there's a very fine line between fair criticism and then just going overboard. I mean, I heard somebody say, you know, I look at the skills. Somebody brought up Sally Yuchan when comparing him to Pellegrini. I thought, what has happened here? Again, one thing to be critical, it's another thing to. I mean, come on. But again, another one of the players that whenever I decide to stop doing this, I have some good ones about him at the very early hours after. Taking some substances in the late night scene of Rome, but that's for another day. getting back to my original point, I don't know how we got here. Roma were the better team today. I don't care if it was full strength versus full strength. I don't care if it was when Politano was sent off, Roma up a man. I don't care if it was when Osimhen was sent off as well, and they were down to two men. Roma deserved it. There's no other way to put this. They were the better team. It was a deserved result. You want to talk about critical? I made the mistake of looking at the table when it was still 0-0, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. They're going to waste this opportunity. But they didn't. They made the most of it. They won. They deserved to win. They were the better team. And by the way, I thought that performance was very, very good. I am nothing but smiles tonight.
I mean, you know, it was an encouraging performance, especially in the moment it came. You know, I mean, if you consider the way we showed out at Bologna, the way we completely crumbled and folded once again, you're reminded that this is the same team. Like, this team experiences this duality whenever it plays at home versus whenever it plays away. Obviously, we now saw what Bologna have been able to do, right? They win against Roma, they win against Inter in the Coppa Italia, they win against Atalanta. It's unbelievable what Thiago Motta is doing. So obviously, yes, that tonight's result for Bologna and Atalanta puts puts our defeat to a perspective. Obviously, it sucks and we were horrible, and it's honestly so deflating whenever we go to the Dall'Ara, because it always feels exactly the same, like we're playing the exact same game and it feels like a continuation of it. But tonight, that's why tonight was very welcome. Had you lost this game, the table would have been absolutely abysmal for you.
Yes.
Thankfully, yes, it's not as bad. Thankfully, this sort of gives you another breathing room, because that's what Roma do. They don't, you know, Roma never go out of their way to secure everything right off the bat and make life easier on them. No, they just do it bit by bit. They lose here, they win here. This was sort of like, okay, we're going to make up for what we did at the Dall'Ara or did not do at the Dall'Ara. Here, watch us. Packed Stadio Olimpico right before Christmas. A week to go, when Roma will face Juventus in another must win. This was our main stand. This was the stronghold, right? This is the Olimpico. This is where Roma make things happen. This is where they concede very few goals. This is where they are basically assured to get 3 points no matter what. And that's why tonight, especially going into a game that on paper, Napoli, not that much better than you, this in the sense of the moment that they're playing in, they don't have the guarantees that they used to have just a few months ago under Luciano Spalletti. They don't have that same motivation, that same game plan, that same level of organization that made them one of the better looking teams in all of Europe and one of the strongest Scudetto winners in recent years. So tonight you are playing against a team that was just as troubled as you were, needed a result perhaps even more than you did, and you were able to snatch that out. That's what impressed me the most, is that Roma never really put the result in question. It was always about Roma getting that win. They were very open about the fact that they wanted to be physical, that they wanted to pressure the opponent. Even just the simple appearance of Edoardo Bove from the start, rather than Lorenzo Pellegrini, not only sent a clear message to Pellegrini, like, hey, listen, man, it's not enough. What you've been doing is not enough. It's not good enough. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. Here's Edoardo Bove ready to go. I like the defense. I thought, hey, after that shit show against Bologna, this is going to get bad really quickly. If you don't contain Osimhen, if you don't contain Kvara, you're going to have problems.
Yes.
Not a problem. Not a problem. That's the duality of Roma. They can go from the Dall'Ara, they can go to this, to containing Napoli, to making Osimhen looking like a petulant child. And it was a refreshing view, because I felt it in my bones. I felt Roma potentially crumbling in this run. And instead, well, here we are, right? Here we are. We can dream of a better Christmas.
That is absolutely correct. First off, to go back very quickly to something you said about Napoli struggling, I'm sure you did. Did you read what our good friend De Laurentiis had to say about agent Rudy? I mean, oof. For anybody who missed it, he essentially was asked what regrets he has about the recent months, about the appointment of Rudy Garcia. And he basically says, yeah, I wish I would have sacked him the day I appointed him. It's like, oof, oof. We called that, listen, of the thousands of wonderful takes we have had, many of the gems, I will say that is one from start to finish that was spot on. Wasn't exactly taking the biggest risk, but oof.
No, yeah.
I mean,
and I remember a lot of people say, hey, what do you mean? You know, this is Napoli is a well-oiled machine. This is just the Roma bitterness talking to you. No, my friends, no. Unfortunately, this is what happens.
If that machine is a Fiat, yeah, maybe.
If the keys of a really of a perfect vehicle, but you give it to somebody who drove the last time they drove, 9/11 was still not a thing. I'm just saying.
Buon Natale, everyone.
Rudy Garcia, as the leader of the Scudetto reigning champion. I mean, come on, you know, like, what is the, you know, we're not talking about the Lithuanian Serie A. We're talking about Italian Serie A. It's not that much better, but still, it has some kind of reputation. So, anyway, yeah, it was. Again, isn't it a wonderful thing to be sitting here, 2023, almost 24, and we're talking about seeing Mazzarri coach at the Stadio Olimpico? Essence of
that. Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, watching him, the camera, they moved to get his reaction when Osimhen was sent off. Which, by the way, for him to argue that, you want to talk about stupid actions on his part. He got El Shaarawy by there was nothing even close there. Well, what was he trying to argue? You are already on the booking to even do that, to even attempt that, to even go into that action, that clash. To me, mind-boggling for him to attempt that. And then, and again, on the back end of it, to argue, as you said, like a petulant child. I mean, that you want to talk of deserved sending offs. I listen, even when it is the opponent of Roma, I am willing to admit when somebody is given a harsh sending off, that was the most well-deserved, obvious. I mean, my nonna, 98 years old, she was partially blind to one eye. She would have been able to see that. I mean, there was no question here. I can't believe they were even arguing that. And then they pan to Mazzarri, and you see him doing his thing, doing the irate stuff. And I think to myself, man, so deserved, by the way, that was his 500th appearance. You want to talk about somebody who deserves a milestone, to reach such a milestone as a manager is so impressive. I don't care if whether it's you know, in Serie A or you're doing it in Serie C, it doesn't matter. It is impressive that he does that. But man, the fact that this was his 500th, it makes it all the more special, because man, that guy is just, everything he does is shithousing. From the way he speaks to the way he analyzes his football to the way he actually wants his teams to play, it is all shithousing. It is like the guy is permanently fixed in playing Sunday.
I can already hear somebody who will point out that you are the first Mourinho defender and you're calling somebody out for shit housing.
Hey, well, no, listen, I may defend Jose Mourinho a bit too much, and maybe you can say my lips are fixed to his backside, but you have not lived through anybody who says that. There is a meme of Mazzarri when he was at Inter, and I'm sure you know the exact one I am speaking of, when he is in the dugout and he's pointing and his assistant is behind him doing the exact same things. It looks like a clown show, something that a magician would put on to entertain children. Yeah. That's it. That is him. And he still has, in what is... Italians are known for a few things. most of the time we generally have fairly good hair. I don't know what that guy has. It's like a mullet almost. I don't even know how to describe it, but it doesn't move. It doesn't flow. It doesn't have any body to it, which is a perfect metaphor for the way he plays football. It's just drab. I don't know, but this is, I'm still talking about Osimhen somehow. That was a deserved sending off. Watching Mazzarri get pissed off about it made it all the more special. And again, even if he wants to take the first half up until the point of Politano being sent off, was there any point in that match where you thought Napoli were the stronger side? Because I did not. And I even thought to myself, well, they did have a couple of chances on goal, but I didn't think they were extremely clear cut. And again, XG, I'm just going to go to it now. I'll put it up on the screen for everybody to see the data from tonight. Roma with the XG, the expected goals of almost two, 1.93. Napoli, 0.70. So again, you could have not watched. You just Google what happened. You looked at the data from the match. You see what happened. And it tells, I would say, the correct story of this game. And this was another thing I couldn't believe. Napoli didn't have a single corner. And I thought to myself, I found myself thinking, wow, it doesn't seem like they have had many set pieces in this one. Again, I mean, I'm looking now. Big chances. Roma had more. Roma, they hit the post. Three counterattacks. I mean, shots inside the box. Roma, 11. Everything Roma did tonight, they were the more aggressive. They took more chances. They showed far stronger attacking prowess, which I don't think you probably would have said in the buildup to this. And by the way, the first match Roma have won against Napoli since 2019. When I read that, when I was doing the predicted formations, I thought this was a joke. And then I went back and I looked. And part of
I remember exactly the match. It was with Fonseca. You know, it was in Pastore's excellent streak. The only
yes.
That was it. Yes. That was the moment. And it, with Justin Kluivert still. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yes. It really is. Sometimes life is a comedy. Like, if we don't laugh at things like this, then we would be crying constantly. So again, tonight, deserved. And this is the part, really, and I think you said it too, and the way I think about it is only because my children, they're getting old enough to watch some of the older movies that I loved making fun of as a child. And the one we watched was the Batman involving Tommy Lee Jones, where he is Two-Face, in what is just one of the most abhorrent
Batman
films.
Forever, no?
Yes.
With Val Kilmer.
Not as bad as the one with old George.
Batman and Robin, that's the one. No. That's...
Now that one with...
Batman Forever is horrible, but still in a good way.
In a good way, yes.
Actually enjoy Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee, you know, fight it off.
Well, you mentioned something that Jim Carrey said some episodes ago that will not... The buffoonery thing, and it is from that film.
I will not
sanction your buffoonery.
Yeah.
So I look at Roma after having watched that film for the first time in the longest time. I looked at just how the way they did his makeup, Tommy Lee Jones, they did not do the guy many favors. That's essentially how I think of Roma. When you juxtapose tonight, and again, I know against Bologna, no Paulo Dybala, no Romelu Lukaku, you have to play with El Shaarawy, Belotti in attack. I understand there are several mitigating factors. But when I take tonight and I set it right next to that performance of Bologna, I don't know how to make sense of this. I don't know how I am, with as happy as I am tonight, I don't know how I am supposed to tolerate this and be anything other than confused, a bit frustrated that you can play as you did tonight. Yet, not even one full week ago, you were nothing short of crap against Bologna. And even if we look at compare tonight against tonight's match, compared to the one against Fiorentina, no contest, in my opinion. No contest. No contest whatsoever, particularly in midfield. I look at the way Roma, they apply the directions of how Jose Mourinho wants to play, his instructions. There is something about this team that you love in this moment. Right now, I am euphoric because I was fully prepared for Christmas to arrive and Babbo Natale drop down the chimney to deliver a swift kick into my balls. And that was going to be my Christmas gift for tonight. I thought they were going to ship. And by the way, after Osimhen renewed, I thought, oh, this is it. This is they were given to us the appetizer for the full power kick to our groins. It's coming. I was fully prepared for that. And as euphoric as I am for tonight, to having avoided being kicked in the balls for Christmas, I look at tonight and I think to myself, man, why can't they just harness this? I do not understand how this team, the same defense, goalkeeper, most of the midfield, obviously Bove, coming in for Pellegrini, and I look and I think, how is this possible? This defies everything. Yes, there are times of form, who's in form, who's available, who's not available. I understand that. I don't understand this, and as happy as I am for tonight, man, it frustrates me to no end, because if you get this, Roma is comfortably sitting at least third right now. If they played as they did tonight, 75% of the time, not even half, 75% of the time, they would be sitting comfortably in third place. So as happy as I am tonight, I can't understand this team, and I'm sure you don't have much of a better understanding of them either, but what are we supposed to make of this? Because now it's Fiorentina dropping points, Bologna defeat, and then tonight, Napoli. Of those three teams, the team that has far more quality within it is Napoli, regardless of the manager. And they, I don't know if dominate is maybe the correct word, but they certainly overpowered them. They were much better. And I think to myself, why can't you just do, I'm not even asking 100% of the time. I'm not even asking for 90. Just give me 3/4, just barely over half, I would be content with. Because they are so good when they play as they do tonight. That's the thing. They would be so much higher in the table if they could do this just slightly more. Just slightly. I don't understand it.
It's a big head scratcher, and it makes it all the more entertaining and all the more complicated to come on here, you know, week in, week out. You think you've got an idea. You think you've figured it out. You think you have your ideal starting 11. You think, oh, I like this guy. I like that guy. I don't like him to start. I want him to come off the bench. You know, all that stuff gets thrown out the window, basically, with incredible consistency. That's the only consistent thing that we seem to have going on, is the fact that we have to keep reconsidering this team. And again, if you lose tonight, I think the mood is gloomy as hell. There's just no end in sight to our suffering if we drop points tonight. If you look at that table, the whole table basically just washes over you, drops it on your head, and you have no faith in what's to come. Like, basically, that's the season right there, right? Because that's, I think, ultimately, that's what we could, this is what the difference maker is. Like, you drop points against Bologna. When we look at the schedule, this was the season, like this stretch, and we're still in it. We still got Juve, but the idea behind it is, at least Roma are showing some fighting spirit. You know, they're not going down without a fight. I think that's one of the things. If there is one thing that Mourinho can count on, and we do as fans, is that there is always going to be an ounce of fighting spirit. Forget tactics, forget quality, because that, again, can go out the window really, really quickly, really, really fast, really, really easily. And we saw that against Bologna, again. The Dallara, it's almost like the moment they step into the Dallara stadium, they forget how to play. I still remember Ivan Marcano being our best player at the Dallara, and that was a 2-0 defeat as well. So
you remember who scored one of those goals? Because I will never forget it. Santander,
yeah, because I was like, who is this guy? Is this guy like some drug lord from Venezuela. Who is this? And all of a sudden, he's there scoring bangers, and Ivan Marcano is our player of the match. So,
Look where he plays now. Oof.
That's what I mean, John, is that you it would be nice if Mourinho, who's the coach, would actually have an idea of what he's going to get from a night-to-night basis. Because if fans don't know, then, I mean, it's fine. But I have a feeling that he himself doesn't know. He just said he had a feeling that the team will win tonight. I don't know how honest he is about that answer. was there a feeling that Napoli were out of it tonight? Yes, I think that tonight there was still some shell shock from that loss against Frosinone in the Coppa Italia. That will happen if you let Di Francesco go on a scoring run like that on you.
How about him almost getting one over Juve tonight?
No, good on Di Francesco. He's building up his position in the league. That's good, because it was a bit sad how it all turned out for him. Honestly, there's really a lot of coaches that are much, much worse than him back in the league.
Yes.
Just jobs. Walter Mazzarri case in point. So, yes. but that's the thing is you don't know what you're gonna get. Want to have something. I think tonight the team understood that, hey, you drop it, you're gonna drop the ball, you drop the season right here, you know, and that's why the defense was impressive, because the way they play against Bologna, it was so bad that you honestly were fearing for your life tonight. Instead, they handled it like pros. The changers were spot on. Everybody that came off the bench contributed.
Asmoon, you called that one.
The midfield did well. The team never really showed that, okay, you know, the disparity in quality between Napoli and themselves. They there was like this silent agreement that, yes, Napoli are officially the better side, but the Roma, they played like they meant it, like it's their home. And that's the thing, is perhaps that's what's the most worrying aspect, is you know exactly what you're going to get against Juventus. Oh, God, in a week's time, because you're not going to be playing at home. You played at home today, and unfortunately, you cannot play at home again in a week's time. So that's where the fun ends, I think. So it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because Roma are right now, they're collecting over 2.15 points per game at the Olimpico. Like, just cruising by, you know, like, and then you look at their track record away from home, and it's literally like, there you go. There's like,
it's a horror show.
Wins. Yeah. There's like 3 wins, 4 wins, whatever it is. I don't want to look. It's so scary, but it's the disparity in that. To me, it's just something that I cannot wipe it off and just pretend like, oh, we're fine, because you're never going to be fine. If you have that much disparity between your form at home and your form away from home, there's no way you're going to conclude the season more or less in tip-top shape, you know, because other teams will figure it out. Roma right now, they're not figuring it out. Like, I'm loving this result tonight. I'm loving what it means that I can finally go to sleep peaceful sleep for Christmas. But hey,
well,
man,
hold on. You are writing now the article of what Mazzarri said in the post match,
it's so wonderful.
You can predict it before it comes out. It's the same
stuff.
Man.
It's a wonderful time machine of a man who's saying up until up until Politano got his red card, we were the only ones who could have won the game. I'm like, hey, man. Whatever it is. And then right after that, he says, I don't want to talk about, I don't talk about referees. I talk about football, which I don't know if he's aware of, but there's like a million clips on YouTube where he's talking about the weather, the media, the comic books, movies, food poisoning, you know, all kinds.
I was about to say the one of where he mentions one of the his team having the diarrhea.
He's got the shits. He's got the shits. He's literally used every excuse in the book. So, but it's wonderful to at least have that throwback, because it makes me remember a better time, I guess, a simpler time. Well, now it's still simple. That's the thing, is that Roma, they make it really easy on us for to at least have like an idea of what we can count on. We can count on when we, they play at the Olympico, we can count on that they'll put always maximum effort, and they do so, and that's hats off to them. But then whenever they step out of the Olympico, this team just changes. Just the mental switch is there. It's undeniable. I don't even think it depends on who's actually on the pitch, because no matter who plays, the team is always just as fragile as it was the time before. And so we go back to the same old of up until the moment happens where you turn that switch on, this team is not going to go places. Unfortunately, others will figure it out, and others are figuring it out, and others are climbing the table. You can make one good step here, win against Napoli, you climb the table, sure, fine. But if you drop points against Juve, then you go back to square one.
Yeah, and that was the thing I said in the build-up to this match, where you have Napoli, Juve, Atalanta, Milan. I thought realistically, you could not do worse than two victories, one draw and one defeat in that stretch of four matches. And I have to tell you, part of me thought, just because I said that, they were going to begin tonight with a defeat, and they were going to go zero wins, zero draws, four defeats, and it was going to become a capitulation of the highest order. And I was, again, mentally preparing myself for that. But this is one of those times, and I also mentioned this in the build-up. A victory tonight, you have to use it to propel you. None of this crap like we saw where Roma go to Bergamo, 2021. They earn a massive, massive, massive result. And then they follow it up by absolutely, you want to talk about diarrhea shitting yourself? They shit themselves at home against a horrific Sampdoria team. So if you follow tonight up by going to Torino and absolutely fumbling it, absolutely pissing yourself, absolutely just blowing up and removing any and all goodwill that you earned yourself from tonight, it almost feels like it is going to be an empty victory. You there are no alternatives. You have to build on this, because that really, to go back to what I said at the beginning of the episode, that has been the problem of Roma. They will get one important, vital result that they need for one objective, whether it be top four, whether it be in Europa League. And then they just follow it up with something that is nothing short of a disaster. If they are ever, whether Jose Mourinho remains, whether Jose Mourinho leaves, it doesn't matter who they get. This is something that a manager just doesn't come in and magically, with the wave of a wand, fix an attitude where you have a team concentrated from one time for one match every 2 weeks to now he's able to get them to focus and give the same type of effort, character, so on and so forth every single game. That is something that has to be found within the players. That is not something, again, that somebody's going to come in, wave a wand, and it's going to be magically fixed. If Roma have any intention, this group of players are making progress, doing something, building on it, you cannot let this be a singular result. And that is the thing that I'm most anxious to see, yet most fearful of. Because, by the way, even though you have Milan, Juve ahead of you, these are not teams. I mean, we're complaining of Roma being inconsistent. It is not as if those two have lit the world aflame thus far this season. I mean, Juve, again, you say you almost pulled one out against them tonight. Milan, they're talking about sacking Pioli. They drew against Salernitana. So these are teams where we're just talking about, where I said, I would love for Roma just to show this even slightly more than half of the time. The difference between showing it 50% of the time, maximum effort, versus 66, I'll use 69% of the time. That is the difference between where Milan, Juve are on the table compared to Roma. Those two teams, Milan, Juve, look at Atalanta. We are talking of teams that are, realistically, they are not them. I don't care what the table says right now. The reason you are in the position you are in is because you have shit yourself a number of times. The time
exactly.
You talk about their. I mean, they're way back there this
because
season.
This is it. This is your doing. The others, like Milan, are dropping points left and right because it's their doing. Roma are also as inconsistent because they cannot figure things out for the
life.
But
it's just slightly more inconsistent. What I'm trying to get at is it is not like you have to be like Inter, where you have to be perfect every single week and where you put on a performance that is sublime every single week. You just have to be just that much more consistent.
Yeah, the bare minimum in this league can make a world of difference. And yes, we're seeing it right now. Every team is slipping, but no team seems to be able to take advantage of it except for the likes of Inter and Juve. And Juve, they do it. Why? Because everybody projected them. The moment they jumped, everybody projected them, started talking about Scudetto, and they kept saying, no, we just want to make sure we qualify for Champions League. That's all we're trying to do. And this is what Massimiliano Allegri is still saying. He's like, no, I just need to make sure that we have enough points to qualify for Europe. Not even Champions League. Europe, he's saying. You know, he's saying from the perspective of a coach who's not... Yeah, the bare minimum. I want the bare minimum. And they are cruising because they figured it out mentally. Like, mentally, they figured it out. Roma, instead, just like Milan, just like Atalanta, they're torn. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what to focus on. Do we focus on Europa League? Do we focus on Serie A? We have problems when playing away from home, but at home, we're excellent. So who are we? What are we? What do we do? What's our best qualities? And if they don't know, how are we supposed to know and make sense of this? The only thing that is consistent, again, is their lack of results away from home and their results at home, which are impressive. They speak of a team. They show, they hint at a team that has so much potential, and yet time and time again, that potential is squashed, not by the opponent, but by the team in question.
Absolutely. And again, I just want to reiterate my position on this. I mean, Roma right now in the table, they currently sit sixth. So Inter 44 points, Juve 40, Milan 33, Bologna 31, Fiorentina 30, and Roma 28. Milan, even Juve, Bologna, Fiorentina. I mean, we are discussing such fine margins. It is not as if we are asking for Roma to be flawless. We are not asking for them to be challenging Inter at the top of the table. As you said, our expectations are almost bare minimum. And I look at some of the results that, again, even just that much more effort, just that much more, and we are looking at a completely different type of season. And you mentioned this thing with the away matches, and obviously in the build-up to going to the Juventus Stadium, you have to be weary, because look at what Roma have done away from the Olimpico, and it is stuff of nightmares. Horrible. So they cannot allow this to be a singular result. So your early feeling for next week, because part of me says, okay, this is it. They're going to use this as a lesson. They're going to... 2024, well, it won't be the new year by the time they play. It will be just before, but new year, new me.
Last game of the year, you're going up against Massimiliano Allegri. How sweet would it be for this team to be able to put an end to the way Juve have been winning in recent months, which has been getting me so mad. Because every time I'm like, that's the perfect way to win. God, I want to win just like that, you know? Like... any by any means necessary. Doesn't matter if it's Gatti scoring or Vlahovic or some Primavera kid who's like 18 or 17 or 16 recently scored. I'm like, I'm so jealous of it that I would love for Roma to be able to go up there and say, listen, you know, for so many years, the holidays, especially the Christmas holidays, because that's always been the typical Christmas game with Roma Juve at the stadium. Every time it was either Higuain scoring or some other asshole doing the bare minimum and winning.
Sheik being wide open, hitting it right into the feet of Szczesny.
I know, exactly, Sheik, Limor Tanguerrieri. I know. I've been so traumatized that just the thought of Roma potentially hanging in there with them at the Allianz Stadium would be so amazing. I don't know if that is truth or fiction, if that is some faraway Christmas dream or maybe a New Year's resolution, but the question is always, can this team do it? And the answer is yes, they can. They just don't do it. So they don't do it. They could have won against Bologna if they wanted to at the Dall'Ara. They could have won it. They could have won it, but they didn't. And that is solely on them. The opponent is fine. Bologna, fine. But you lose that match because you don't show up. So I hope that after this result, which is big, it's huge. Okay, cool. But you move on. The urgency with which they meet that match against Juventus in Turin is the urgency of a team that knows they need to end the calendar year on a positive note. Otherwise, the whole world is going to drop right on their heads.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. All I know is that in this moment, I'm going to savor this. Defeating Napoli, defeating Mazzarri, Pellegrini. It always seems, by the way, anytime he's in the slump of a lifetime, he scores a goal just out of his backside that is just spectacular. I mean, I think of the derby where he does the backheeled goal. Now this one, incredible finish. I'm very excited by tonight. I'm trying to hedge or curb my excitement just slightly because just before 2024, the Max Allegri delivering a hammer blow in between each of our legs is not the way I would want to begin the new year. So I'm going
to... Especially as you're about to sign Leonardo Bonucci, but that's a whole other story. End it here.
By the way, Roma, as I have mentioned before, they are very open, or for the most part, they are open when you ask to them. Anytime anybody from the media now contacts them, they will give you a pretty straightforward answer. And I got my answer when I said, what is this thing of Bonucci? One of the guys in the media team, there's two, my contact. Hey, what's going on with this? Is this true? And it was, we are evaluating the possibility.
Yeah, which means, yes, it's true. Like, okay, when, you know... Like, so, so that's for a whole other time and place. But it's pretty ironic that you could be talking about signing.
I have to say, though, I mean,
responsible for crushing your dreams whenever you were aiming for Scudetto the year that you
he was the one that scored that goal with Arturo Vidal setting a pick in front of Morgan De Sanctis. Yeah, and they kept the goal. They allowed it to stand.
That's for another time.
Whenever I go to whatever is next in this lifetime, there are two or three matches that I will ask whatever higher power brings me to where I am that I will not only request but demand answers for, that being one of them. But tonight, don't have to do that. I'm going to savor it. To all of you who celebrated, Buon Natale. Merry Christmas. It's going to be much more enjoyable now, far more enjoyable now as to what it could have looked like. So thank you for tuning in with us. Again, we hope you have a very safe, a very wonderful holiday with those close to you. We will be back later in the week. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.